Legend has it that a year of severe drought, an old peasant was on the farmland where the Trullo-shaped chapel called Ucasia de Crest now stands. The old man was hoeing the rocky soil while his son waited patiently to sow pulses. That year the old man did not want to plant, discouraged by the dry soil, but his son convinced him that if it rained, then they would produce a good harvest. When it was time to eat, while the old man was looking for some wild plants to eat with his bread, he spotted among the brambles a beautiful red rose. The man shouted out in wonderment, and his son was also surprised. That was certainly not the most suitable place for such a perfect rose. They decided to uproot it and take it home, but wrapped it in roots they discovered the holy crucifix. The miracle did not end there. As soon as the cross was retrieved, the sky became dark and cloudy and it rained heavily, giving new life to the soil and guaranteeing a generous harvest. News of the discovery spread quickly and there was a dispute between Palo and Torito, since the cross had been found in the countryside of Palo by two residents of Palo, but the owner of the land was from Torito. In order to settle the dispute, two oxen were blindfolded and tied to a cart. Placed in front of a fork in the road, the oxen chose the road to Palo, where the sacred relic was taken and venerated. The crucifix is carved in fig wood and set on the 85-centimetre tall pine cross. The face is simple, the body slim and harmonious, and it most probably dates back to the 18th century. The Holy Crucifix is the patron of Palo del Colle, and twice a year solemn celebrations take place. A Trullo was built on the spot where the cross was found, which bears two stone plaques with the following words, P1888A, and above this, Per la fede e passione di Gesù, un divoto, la croce fece, 1900. This Trullo is a popular destination for groups of pilgrims or individuals, and every year the devotion of the townspeople is renewed.